Shalom, this is Alex Israel from Alon Shvut, and this week we're going to be looking at the Ramban on Parashat Bo. And we're going to open to chapter 12, verse 1. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe vel Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim le'mor, ha'chodesh hazeh lachem Rosh Chodashim. I'm recording this on Rosh Chodesh, so that's really nice. This is the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, and the fact that Nisan is the beginning of the calendar. And this is, in fact, the first mitzvah, says the Ramban, Shitziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu et Yisrael al Yedei Moshe. The first mitzvah that is commanded to the Jewish people through Moshe. But what exactly is this mitzvah? There's an idea of Rosh Chodesh. But what are we being told when we're saying this month is the Rosh Chodashim, is the first of months? Rishon hu lachem lechodshei hashana. It is the first of the months of the year. The Ramban points out that the Jewish year begins in Tishrei, at the changeover of the agricultural seasons, and that we wouldn't necessarily think that Nisan would be the first month. But he notes, he says, "V'tam haChodesh Hazalachem." The thrust of this mitzvah is Shimnu Oto Yisrael Chodesh Harishon, Umimenu Yimnu Kol HaChodeshim Sheni Ushlishi. He says that when you look throughout the Torah, and almost throughout the whole Tanakh, there are no names of months. The months are called the first month, the second month, the third month, the fourth month, the fifth month. No names. And this is slightly strange. And the question is why? And he says, Kadesh Yeze Zichron Hanes HaGadol. All of this is to go back to the amazing miracle of the Exodus, that every single time we mention the months, we are referring back to that incredible miracle. And then he makes an interesting comment. He says, "Ukshkmosh tiyeh haschira b'yom haShabbat, b'manoteinu imenu echad b'Shabbat." He said, we have another example of this, and that is with Shabbat. Or with the days of the week. You probably know that there is one of the Ten Commandments, Zachor et Yom HaShabbat LeKodesho, remember Shabbat to sanctify it. And one of the dimensions of remembering Shabbat, we have many ways in which we remember Shabbat. One is through Kiddush, but the Ramban says that Al Derech HaPshat, the simplest way that this is that every day we have to remember about Shabbat. And how do we do this more than anything else? We say Hayom Yom Rishon b'Shabbat. Again, if you live in Israel, you don't have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You have Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. And the only day of the week which has a name is Shabbat. And that is a remarkable thing. He quotes the Mechilta and he says, it's not like the Christians or other nations. We always count back to Shabbat. Why? What's going on here? Maybe even before I get to the why, let me say that the Ramban recalls a lovely debate between Hillel and Shammai. Shammai would always go out into the market every day and he'd see a beautiful piece of meat, some wonderful fruit, and he'd say, this is for Shabbat. Maybe the next day he'd find an even nicer piece of meat, and he would then eat the first one and say, this new one is for Shabbat. He was thinking about Shabbat the whole time. Whereas Hillel had a different midah acheret, he had a different approach, and his was, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Every day is a blessing. Every single day. In another version, Hillel says, Kol ma'asav hayu l'shem shamayim. What's going on here? Beit Shammai seems to want to revolve his entire week around Shabbat. Shabbat is really the core. Whereas Beit Hillel says, there's something special every day. Every day has its own blessing. You know, Sunday's a blessing, and Monday's a blessing, and Tuesday, and when we get to Shabbat, we'll celebrate Shabbat. But in the meantime, let's enjoy, you know, Monday, and let's see the blessings of Monday and Tuesday. And the truth is, Hillel's approach is a very, very beautiful one. And yet, says the Ramban, when we have a tradition of talking about Yom Rishon and Yom Sheni and Yom Shlishi, we are following Shammai. Why? And here I get to the why. I'll quote the Ramban here on the mitzvah of Zachorat Yom HaShabbat in Shemot chapter 20 in the Ten Commandments. He says, Ki bezochreinu oto tamid, when we on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday remember Shabbat by saying Yom Rishon, Sheni and Shlishi, Yizkor ma'aseh breishit b'chol eit. What we're essentially doing is remembering God as creator at every moment. And what does that do? Nodeh b'chol eit sheyesh la'olam borei. We will be thankful, we will be grateful, we will be mindful that the world has a creator and that he has commanded us with this sign of Shabbat, as it says, Oti beini uveinechem. And now I want to come back to the notion of the months, because here, and I'm going to refer to a third Ramban. So far we've quoted the Ramban in chapter 12, verse 1. Now we've quoted the Ramban on the Ten Commandments. And now I'd like to quote the Ramban in chapter 13, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Tet Zayin, where he talks about Tfilin. And he says, why do we need to have so many mitzvot which relate to Yitziat Mitzrayim? So many things like Tfilin, like Mezuzah, like Kiddush, like Chametz, so many mitzvot which talk about Yitziat Mitzrayim, which talk about the Exodus. And he says, because the Exodus was a complete transformation of creation. And he says, when you have a perfect miracle like the Exodus, Moreh sheyesh olam Eloah mechadsho, it teaches you that God is a creator. That's number one. Number two, V'yodea, he knows the acts of man. U'mashgiach, and he guides our actions. V'yachol, and he can do anything. He says miracles are really powerful, but he then says, God doesn't do miracles every day. God doesn't do otum ofet b'chol dor le'inei kol rasha al kafer. He doesn't do miracles now, open miracles. And therefore, by the memory of this miracle, by teaching it to our children, we are teaching a major lesson in theology. So much so that he comes to this beautiful line where he says, Hakone mezuzah bezuz echad. Even if you'd buy a mezuzah just with a single zuz, right? V'kava b'pitchon, you put it on your doorway, v'nitkavein b'inyana, and if you think about what it's about, kfar hoda, you have already professed the belief in chidush ha'olam, the creation of the world, uvidiyat ha'borei, and a knowledge of God, v'hashkachato, and his guidance of human affairs, v'gam b'nevuah. More than that, you've also professed belief in prophecy. V'hemin b'chol pinot ha'Torah, bilvad shechesed shehodab shechesed ha'borei gadol. You've believed in some of the most major principles of the Torah. Not only that, but you also have demonstrated how appreciative you are of God's great kindnesses. So the Ramban takes these miracles very seriously as a guiding force about theology, about the principles of our faith, and says that by us, by the Torah saying that we only have the first month, the second month, the third month, we are always going back to Yitziat Mitzrayim and remembering these great principles. By saying during the week, Hayom Yom Rishon Shabbat, Hayom Yom Sheni Shabbat, we're doing the same. We're going back to God as creator, God as the guider of the world, and these are major principles. If I go back to the Ramban on Rosh Chodesh, he raises the question about how it can be that we nowadays use Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul. These are the names of the months, but they're not the biblical names. They're not the names of HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, Rosh Chodeshim. They're not numbered 1, 2, 3. We've got names, Nisan, Iyan, Sivra, Tammuz. And when do we see those coming in? We see it, for example, in Megillat Esther, where it always tells us, Bechodesh HaRishon, Hu Chodesh Nisan, Bechodesh HaShneimasar, in the 12th month, Hu Chodesh Adar. What we learn from this is that these are actually Persian names. These are names that we brought back from the Galut, from the exile of Babylon, where we first went to Babylon and then to Persia, and we brought back with us Persian names. In fact, some of these names are quite controversial because for example, the name Tammuz refers to a god of the Persians. Is that really something that we should be using and calling it a Jewish month? The Ramban says, yes, we should. And he quotes the beautiful psukim in Yirmiyahu. And he says, you know, when we came out of Egypt, we called the months 1, 2, 3, 4 to remember the month of Nisan and to remember the exodus of Egypt. But now we've gone into exile again and we came out of what? We have an exodus not from Egypt, but an exodus from Babel. How will we remember that God brought us out of Babel? The way we do that is by changing the names of the months. By changing the names of the months to Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. And then what do we remember now? That not only did God bring us out of Egypt, but God has brought us out of the northern lands. And here he quotes the psukim from Yirmiyahu chapter 16. Lachein hine yamim ba'im Hashem v'lo yaomer chay Hashem ha'shehela p'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. Days will come, says Jeremiah, the prophet of the destruction, and says, as God lives, you won't say the God who brought us out of Egypt, but rather, Chai Hashem HaShehela et B'nei Yisrael Me'eret Safon. But as God lives, who brought Israel out from the northern lands, Asher Hidicham Shama, the lands to where they were scattered, V'Hashivotim Alad Matam, but I have brought them back. So by what we now call the Jewish months, Nisan, Iyan, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, Tishrei, etc., we are actually remembering the fact that we went into Galut Bavel and Hashem has brought us back. So these are just a few thoughts of the Ramban. We don't realize how much the simple names that we give months really have an incredible history to them. And the Ramban amplifies this. But maybe the most critical thing that the Ramban says is the notion that the Torah calls it the first month, the second month, the third month. The fact that we who live in Israel are privileged to talk about Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, rather than Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, is the idea that we're constantly referring back to God. And maybe I'll finish off with the Ramban's final idea in his commentary on chapter 13, where he says, we don't only need to remember God as doing the big miracles. He says, "Umin hanisim hagdolim hamufursamim," and from the huge miracles of Egypt, "Adam modeh benisim hanistarim." Through that, a human being also recognizes all the small hidden miracles, "Shehem yisod haTorah kula," which is the basis of the Torah, because he says, there's really no foundation of the Torah at all until we realize that really everything which happens to us is quite miraculous. The fact, I assume that he doesn't say this, but I assume the fact that we breathe, the fact that we wake up in the morning, we're really surrounded by a huge amount of gifts of the Almighty. And by recognizing, as he says, that God is the creator, that he knows about our lives, that he guides history, we're also recognizing that we do live surrounded by miracles, and for that, too, we should be grateful. Thank you very much for listening, and look forward to meeting up next week.